Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Celtics are a month into the season, and so far the team is struggling. They ended a five-game losing streak last night by beating the Detroit Pistons in overtime at the Garden, 102-109, but it might not be much of an accomplishment as it was the Pistons' 10th straight loss. The Celts are in 11th place in the Eastern Conference with a record of 5 wins and 11 losses. For a look at what's gone wrong so far, we turn this morning to Bob Ryan. He's the semi-retired Boston Globe sports columnist and the author of the new book, Scribe.
Good morning, Bob.
So what's up with the Celts? They've been averaging more than 100 points a game and 25 assists, but it's not producing many wins.
What they need is the league to implement that proposal to reduce the games to 44 minutes, jokingly I say, because they have had a recurrent pattern of not being able to finish out games for the full 48, even in their victory against the Pistons. It was an overtime victory only because they squandered an 11-point lead with 3 minutes and change to go. They have a recurrent pattern of having horrible fourth quarters.
What's driving that? Poor conditioning or something else that caused them to not be able to finish out?
It's not conditioning. They collectively are not making the good decisions and making the plays that professional teams need to make because we know they can play. They get these leads. They had a 22-point lead against Atlanta. Now, the NBA is a game of ebb and flow often. It's not stunning when something like this happens. On occasion, you expect even the best teams will have a game that will be seemingly inexplicable in the way it plays out over the course of a season. But you don't want to have night after night after night the same pattern. So with Coach Stevens, I think some people will ask that question. I choose to think it is not necessarily his fault that they are being coached properly. They have to execute. They're not all innocent lambs. Jeff Green's been around the league a number of years. Avery Bradley is now, I think, in year 5. Rajon Rondo is back, and then he's supposed to be an all-star. There are some young players, yes, but it's baffling. I honestly don't have an answer. I hope that the fact that they were able to pull out this game against Detroit is a turning point, but we need a few more samples before we know.
You mentioned Rajon Rondo. He's been dealing with injuries since the season started. How big a factor has he been so far this season?
It's curious. He's got one positive. He is racking up the assist. That's his calling card. But his scoring is down. He's had two recent games in which he scored 2 points. Now, granted, in one of them he had 19 assists, so he's accounted for 40 points there for the team, and certainly that's good. But the 2 points is not good. And his free throw shooting, which never was very good, is deteriorated to an alarming degree.
You mentioned Jeff Green as well. He had 32 points last night. Beyond Green, is there anyone who's moving to stand out on this team?
I have faith that Jared Sullinger will be a solid mainstay of the team kind of player for many years. He is a born rebounder. He does things that simply cannot be taught in that regard. He's developed into a fine outside shooter. He always had good inside moves. Just a matter of nightly consistency. I like him a lot. I have faith that Kelly Olynyk, who did emerge from a terrible slump with 20 points against the Pistons, is going to be a very useful player.
All right. Let me ask you one last question. Do you think this team will make the playoffs? Do they have a chance?
They have a chance. Will is a difficult thing. The one thing they have going for them, Bob, and is that they play in the East. The East is basically the junior varsity division. The West is historically strong this year. The East is historically weak. And to borrow a Yogi phrase, you ain't out of it till you're out of it. And they're far from out of it in the East.
Former Boston Globe sports columnist Bob Ryan still writes an occasional piece for the paper and is out with a new book called Scribe, My Life in Sports. Bob Ryan, thank you very much for speaking again with Morning Edition.
You're entirely welcome.